so many banks have been getting it wrong, but one bank seems to think it's getting things right. Spain's Banco Santander is said to be secure and cash rich, and it's been buying up failing banks across Europe. Jerome Sokolowski has more.
It's a busy day at a Banco Santander branch in the Madrid suburb of Colmenar Viejo. The long line of customers includes senior citizens, a Moroccan immigrant applying for a loan, and a local high school teacher, María Jesús Escudero. We have a lot of confidence in Banco Santander and the way it manages our money, she says.
Es uno de los mejores en el mundo, tiene muchos controles. El Banco de España.
She claims Spain's banking system is one of the healthiest in the world. And Spanish banks do appear to be in good shape, at least so far. Santander is one of the world's top 10 banks and the biggest in Spain. In the first half of this year, it made $6.5 billion in profit. The bank began as a tiny savings institution in the northern Spanish city of Santander. Its chairman, Emilio Botín, is a fourth-generation banker with a reputation as an extremely shrewd investor. In a videocast to a meeting of international bankers in London this summer, the 74-year-old chairman explained how Santander stayed out of the subprime mess.
If you don't fully understand an instrument, don't buy it. If you will not buy for yourself a specific product, don't try to sell it. If you don't know very well your customers, don't lend them any money.
Not only did Santander avoid exotic financial instruments, but its old-fashioned banking style relies on retail banking. Santander says it has more branches than any other international bank. There are three here in the Madrid suburb of Colmenar Viejo. Santander takes in a lot of cash deposits from all those local customers. Now it's reaping the benefits and buying troubled banks. Just a few weeks ago, it snapped up Bradford and Bingley in the UK at a bargain basement price. Analysts are praising the role that Spain's regulators have played. After a financial crisis in the 70s and another in the 90s, Spain's central bank encouraged lenders to build up reserves and warned them away from high-risk assets. Nowadays, 70% of Santander's loans are backed by its own customers' deposits. But Spanish banks are still feeling the squeeze. Manuel Romera is a finance professor at Madrid's IE Business School. It's not that Spanish banks are doing well, it's just that things are worse for those American and European banks that are in trouble, he says. The priority now is that customers should continue having faith in the banking system. At a jewelry shop around the corner from the bank, customer Juanita Gerena says many of her friends are worried. A friend at work said to me, "Juanita, if you have more than 1,000 euros in the bank, take it out." And there are signs of trouble. Spain's property market collapse may have been the most drastic in Europe. Experts warn that if customers are not convinced by the bankers' reassurances that all is well, even the Spanish financial system could come tumbling down. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Colmenar Viejo, Spain.